destined to rise in value, noblegoldinvestments.com.
Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then by selling your valuable data. But you don't have to give big tech website access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. When I use ExpressVPN, I'm anonymized anytime I go online, and your presence will be hidden, including your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's even more is ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone, computer, and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN that I trust at expressvpn.com/Kirk. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Kirk, expressvpn.com/Kirk.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. An employee opened fire at a California rail yard serving Silicon Valley, killing 8 people before ending his own life. Sheriff spokesman Deputy Russell Davis said the suspect was an employee of the Valley Transportation Authority, which provides bus, light rail, and other transit services throughout Santa Clara County, the largest county in the Bay Area. Davis tells KTVU their bomb squad has been activated.
In regards with the bomb information, the suspicious devices, we're using all the resources that we can, from using our robots, x-ray devices, and whatnot. And with conjunction with federal agencies, we have resources out there to figure out what's going on.
The attacker was identified as 57-year-old Sam Cassidy. Investigators offered no immediate word on a motive. The summer travel season is approaching, or is it?
Air travel within the U.S. is nearly back to 2019 levels, pre-pandemic. But what about international travel? The U.S. still bars most visitors from Europe, China, India, Brazil, and some other countries, too. The State Department calls most of the world's countries high risk. Even U.S. citizens returning from international travel have to pass a COVID test. But the travel industry is running out of patience with this. Spokeswoman Tori Emerson Barnes pointing out more people are getting COVID shots and the infection rate is decreasing. She says it's critical for the economy to reopen international travel. I'm Rita Foley.
The Justice Department is announcing criminal charges against more than a dozen people from Florida to California in a series of Medicare scams that exploited coronavirus fears to build tens of millions of dollars in bogus claims. A common hook involved a variant of identity theft. Fraudsters allegedly offered COVID-19 tests to get the Medicare numbers of unsuspecting patients and then used that information to bill for lucrative but unneeded genetic tests, costing thousands of dollars. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Looking for a way to pay for that new home improvement you've been waiting for? Ready to consolidate credit card debt at a lower interest rate? Figure offers multiple loan options that can help you improve your finances. From mortgage refinances to home equity lines and personal loans, Figure can help you find the loan that's right for you. Figure takes all the stress and hassle out of the process. Apply 100% online at figure.com and see your new rate in a few clicks. Figure out your finances at figure.com.
Figure Lending LLC, Equal Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1716.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Nevada state voting reforms made for the 2020 election because of the COVID-19 pandemic appear to be one step closer to reality to becoming permanent. After figuring the cost of permanent mail-in ballots, at least over the next 2 years, the Assembly Ways and Means Committee approved Assembly Bills 126 and 321. AB 321 is the Democrat-backed bill to make universal mail-in voting. AB 126 would do away with the caucus system, which has been used in Nevada for 40 years, and create a primary system to be held on the first Tuesday in February. Tourists planning to rent a car during the Memorial Day weekend to visit Las Vegas could be in for a little bit of a sticker shock. The car rental booking and tracking website Autoslash.com says it will cost renters upwards to $110 a day to rent a standard sedan. In fact, renting a car tomorrow through next Tuesday at McCarran Airport's rental terminal starts at $760. Now, AAA Nevada reports that Las Vegas is the top destination for car rentals.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Watch for police activity. It's closed the right lanes on State Route 160 or Blue Diamond Road westbound. That's after Interstate 15. Also, the Interstate 15 southbound off-ramp to Blue Diamond is closed for that same reason. And do look for a crash consuming the right lane, Interstate 15 South at Sahara.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. so much going on. We're going to have updates throughout the afternoon on the tragedy in San Jose at the rail yard. Nine are dead, including the shooter. And we don't know a lot about the hows and the whys and the things like that. We will update you as the information comes in. Want to check in, though, as we do every Wednesday with my friend Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, who joins us. Wow, what a couple of days it has been. We've got the Clark County Republican Party, the Nevada Republican Party at odds. There's a battle going on there. We've got the last week of the 81st Nevada Legislature. We got the last couple of days of the Clark County School District. Wow, where would you like to begin today?
I think maybe, Kevin, I'd like to begin by being quarantined again and not know when all this stuff is going on. Man, oh, man.
It is. It is absolutely crazy. Let's begin with the legislature. We know that there are some really bad bills that are coming down the line, and in the next few days they're going to get passed. They're going to get signed by the governor, and we're not going to be very happy about it. Give me your sense of what's going on up in Carson City.
Yeah, it's bad. You know, after the 2019 session, because we had a Democrat governor and a Democrat state senate and a Democrat-controlled state assembly, we all knew there was bad stuff coming. But that was before COVID. And back in 2019, Governor Sisolak still hadn't gone completely berserk and over to the dark side. But this session, he has. And it is so much worse than 2019. And Republicans are all but powerless to stop any of it, with the exception of some tax hike bills, which is amazing to me that they would even consider raising taxes. We get $4.5 billion in Biden bucks, and the Las Vegas economy and the Nevada economy has bounced back stronger than most of the so-called experts had predicted. And yet that's still not enough, Kevin. They still want tax hikes. So they need a two-thirds supermajority. What the big gain in their sites is mining industry, and what they would need to do in order to pass a tax on the mining industry rather than going to a vote of the people would be to peel off two Republicans in the state Senate and two Republicans in the state Assembly. In the Senate, I'm pretty sure that Senator Keith Pickard is one of the Republicans who's already announced that he's all for raising taxes on the mining industry, and he's there. So they need one more in the Senate and two in the Assembly. And from what I've watched so far this session, there's probably at least a half a dozen of what I would consider to be bad Republicans in the Assembly. They only need two of the six in order to pass it. So it wouldn't surprise me if before all is said and done, they come up with some grand bargain and even give up that leverage and pass some more tax hikes.
And what about, there have been a couple of bills that have come up, I don't know where they are in the system, if they've been approved or if they haven't, and that is the idea of giving local authorities the ability to do tax increases at the local level, so that the state doesn't have to impose the tax. They allow the local county or city to do that, kind of doing the dirty work.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where that bill is. I do know what bill you're talking about, and it is, shamefully, it has been introduced by a Republican, Senator Pete Gogachia. And it's just shameful that a Republican would do this. Look, the reason why they need the two-thirds supermajority, Kevin, in the first place, is that back in 1998, then-Congressman Jim Gibbons went out all around the state of Nevada and gathered, I think it was 100,000 or more signatures, in order to put that issue on the ballot, and then the voters voted for it. And that's the purpose of the initiative process. You need to get 10% of the registered voters to sign a petition saying we'd like to vote on that. That demonstrates that there is at least some segment of the population, a significant number, who want this. Now, if you have to go out and gather signatures to put a tax restraint initiative on the ballot, then doggone it, you should be required to go out and gather signatures to put tax hikes on the ballot. But that's not what they're doing. The legislature, unable to get the two-thirds supermajority, is by majority vote going to say, yes, I'll tell you what, counties, if you want to raise taxes, we're going to give the county commission permission and approval to put a tax hike on the ballot themselves without going out and gathering enough signatures from the people to demonstrate that there is some kind of interest among the people. It's absolutely wrong, and it's absolutely shameful that Senator Pico Cuccia would even put something like this forward. And you know any opportunity to raise taxes the Democrats are going to go for, so that will probably pass.
We are in the closing days of the legislature, the 81st Nevada legislature, and I'm just curious, you've been a part of this thing, you've been a part of the process, you've been there on the ground for this kind of thing. What happens in these final days? I mean, what's the atmosphere like? Is there a lot of horse trading that goes on or not?
Well, there's always horse trading going on because, as you said, it's not just that the Democrats need two Republicans in each House to pass tax increases. The other problem is these Democrats are very smart and crafty. They know that a lot of these bad bills that they have can be used against them in elections next year during the campaigns. So they are desperate to find Republicans, even though they can pass it with a simple majority. They don't need any Republicans. They want Republicans badly so that they can go out and say, well, wait a minute, that was a bipartisan bill. Even Republicans voted for it. So it's okay for us to do this, that, or the other thing. So, yes, there is going to be a lot of horse trading done. It's going to be absolutely disgusting, as it always is, at the end of every session. And it's going on right now. As you and I are on the air right now, Kevin, they are dropping bills at the last minute. They are adding amendments to bills at the last minute. And they are forcing legislators to vote on these bills and these amendments before they even have a chance to read the language, let alone understand it. Worse, none of us, not you, not me, not your listeners, not my readers, we have no idea what's going on. If the legislators can't keep up, we sure as heck can't keep up. That's why, God bless her, Assemblywoman Annie Black, one of her bills that she put in at the beginning of the session was called the Slam and Jam Prevention Act. And if it was passed, what that would do would be to require that every bill, unamended, be posted online so that everybody has an opportunity to read it, to think about it, to talk about it, to discuss it, to debate it before it's voted on. Of course, they're not going to do that, and so you're going to see a lot of bad legislation rammed down our throats at the last minute with our legislators voting on it, having no idea whatsoever what they're even voting on.
That brings us to 2022. Well, before we get to 2022, I want to ask you about the special session. There's going to be a special session. All this federal money that's coming in, it's not in the general fund yet. And until it is, you can't spend it. My question is, what's going to happen to all this money in a special session? Do you know where it's going to go?
Oh, yeah, well, I know they're going to spend it. They'll put some of the money back into the rainy day fund that they drained last year. I'm sure they will do that, but then they're going to spend every last dime of it. The danger is if they spend that money for one-shot projects, that's one thing. But if they spend that money to create programs or services or government agencies or departments that are going to continue in perpetuity, then once the federal Biden bucks run out from the blue state bailout, then the Nevada taxpayers are going to have to come up with the revenue to keep those programs going. And you and I both know the old saying, there's nothing as temporary in this world, there's nothing as permanent in this world as a temporary government program. They'll become permanent, and we're all going to have to pay for it down the road.
More coming up with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We're going to talk about 2022 because that's the midterm elections. And if you don't like what's going on right now in Carson City, the only way to change it is to change the people in Carson City. Maybe even some Republicans that may have to go. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Don't miss the huge annual Bullfrog Spas Memorial Day Sale. During this special event, you'll save up to $2,000 off MSRP and get 0% financing for 36 months OAC. At this price, they're selling fast. Hurry in to place your order for a beautiful, energy-efficient, and fully customized hot tub at the Bullfrog Factory Store, located at 209 North Stephanie Street in Henderson. The sale ends Monday. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than 3 decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Americans for Prosperity. Chuck Muth continuing on with us, the president of Citizen Outreach. And Chuck, let me just ask you, I'm convinced that if you want a different result in Carson City, if you don't want to be faced with laws like AB 321, which is the continuation of AB 4, the election, quote, reform in our state, that we're going to have to change the people. And some of them may be Republicans. There may be some Republicans that need to go along with a lot of Democrats. Give me your guesstimate of how close we are to being able to take back not only the Assembly, but maybe the State Senate.
Well, I think that a lot of this is going to depend on how they redraw the district lines. Now, that's you were talking about special sessions. There's going to be one on how to spend the Blue State bailout money, and that will probably be later this summer. But there's also going to be one probably late fall, October, November, maybe as late as December, Kevin, to redraw the district lines. And until they redraw those lines, it's going to be very difficult for people to decide to determine what the opportunities are for picking up seats. But you're absolutely right that we've got two problems. One, we need to elect more Republicans. Majorities get to lead, and you need to have elect more Republicans in order to get the majority. The problem is it's not enough, as we were talking about earlier, to simply elect more Republicans, because if you've got Republicans voting with the Democrats, you may as well have the Democrat in there. So you've got to both elect more Republicans and better Republicans. In order to get better Republicans, the time for that fight is in the primaries. And I would say there are, Kevin, at least a half a dozen to ten, what I consider to be very bad Republicans, who are in Republican districts. You know, they're either in swing districts or Republican-majority districts that need to be replaced with more conservative Republicans. Because there were things that could have been done in this session if we had more conservative Republicans up there who were willing to stand up and speak out and gum up the works, and vote as a block. But you've got, and I'll get two of them. I'm not afraid to name names. You know that. Two of the worst Republicans are Assemblywoman Jill Tolles from Reno and Assemblyman Tom Roberts from Las Vegas. And the big problem with those two is that they're in leadership positions. That's the assistant minority leader in the North and the assistant minority leader in the South. And they've been voting with the Democrats regularly, not only this session, but in previous sessions. And unless you can replace them with conservative Republicans, you're going to have this problem. It's going to be in perpetuity. And that clouds the voters. In the voters' mind, they're saying, well, look, I voted for Republicans. I thought I was supposed to get smaller government and fewer regulations and lower taxes. And then when they see Republicans voting for, like, Democrats, they're confused. And they say, well, now I don't even know if I want to vote at all. They get frustrated, and they end up voting for third-party candidates, or they vote for independent candidates, or they just stay home and don't vote at all. So the bad Republicans in the legislature right now, in my mind, in a lot of ways, they're worse than the bad Democrats.
How do we go about vetting candidates? We put up, as a party, some really bad candidates, underfunded, folks that can't articulate a message, people that are afraid of fundraising. They start trembling when they start to pick up their cell phone to dial out for dollars. How do we vet, and is that a party thing? Is it private citizens that have to come together? PACs? How?
No, I would say it's definitely not a party thing. When it comes to the party and most political consultants, I have a saying that there's more incompetence in the field of political consulting than in any field other than TV psychiatry. They are part of the problem. It's not that we've had bad candidates, Kevin. You hit the nail on the head. The problem is they run bad campaigns. They're not good at messaging, and the party is of no help. The party's just as bad, if not worse, at messaging. So that's the blind leading the blind. And you also hit the nail on the head about the fundraising part, which is why when I'm recruiting candidates, you know, give me a conservative candidate who has experience selling cars, selling insurance, or selling real estate, and I can work with somebody like that, because they are used to asking for money, and it doesn't bother them when they're told no. They don't take it personally. Their feelings aren't hurt. They know that every no takes them one step closer to the next yes. So, yeah, I love to work with candidates who have been in sales of some sort, and as long as they're conservative and they can articulate a message. And look, even if you're not a good public speaker, when I'm training candidates, I can give you some tricks of the trade that would make you not necessarily a better speaker, but be able to make a better presentation that helps motivate voters to vote for you or to give to you. So it really isn't the bad candidates. We've just had bad training and bad consultants that really have done our candidates, that they haven't done our candidates justice.
We've got, and by the way, to gentleman Jim Dallas, if you are out there, I'm going to play cut six. Well, this is the first TV ad for John Lee. He's already up on TV going against Sisolak. This is the first TV ad of the gubernatorial candidate, John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas. Here it is.
They called it bad luck cancer, stage four. They said I hit the end of the road, but instead, I made my own. I'm John Lee. Let's go for a ride. I started a business out of the back of my family station wagon and created hundreds of jobs. I ran for office, became mayor of North Las Vegas, and I